Brazilians may elect an evangelical Christian as their next president. With the next election a little more than a year away, one of the early favorites is the governor of the state of Rio de Janeiro. He's a man who works biblical references into every speech he makes. His rapid ascent demonstrates the growing political influence that evangelical Christians have in Brazil, traditionally a Catholic country. NPR's Martin Costi prepared this report.
The governor of Rio de Janeiro has the unusual name of Anthony Garotinho. In Portuguese, Garotinho means little boy, and when you see him, you realize the name fits his baby-faced appearance. But looks are deceiving. Garotinho is a serious politician who comes armed with a powerful political weapon, his religion.
Vocês sabem que eu sou cristão.
You know I'm a Christian, Garotinho says at this political rally, and he excuses his tardy entrance by quoting scripture. Amazingly, the crowd is able to quote the Bible verse along with him.
Ele se inclinou para mim e ouviu o meu clamor.
This working-class neighborhood in the interior of the state is a showplace for Brazil's evangelical revolution. There's a Baptist or Pentecostalist church on almost every corner, and the words "Only Christ Saves" have been stenciled into the hillside above the city. Maria Aparecida Barros, a born-again Pentecostalist, says she's thrilled to have an evangelical Christian as governor. I like him a lot, Barros says. We need more evangelical politicians like him, because evangelical politicians look out for us, while the men of the world just steal. As to Garotinho's undeclared campaign for president, Barros says confidently, he'll win in the name of Jesus. This may be more than wishful thinking. The campaign hasn't started yet, and Garotinho already has nearly 10% support in national polls, a strong starting point in a crowded field. It's assumed he can command a base of 15 million solid so-called evangelical voters, a group he communicates with via dozens of Christian-owned radio stations around the country. And perhaps most important, Garotinho has the tacit support of the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, a gigantic Pentecostalist organization with deep pockets, a popular TV network, and 4,000 storefront churches like this one, ready to organize the faithful. Sociologist Valdo Sazer has written extensively about the evangelical movement, and he says after decades of explosive growth, charismatic Protestantism has earned the grudging respect of mainstream society.
Como alguém disse uma vez, o pentecostal tá tudo errado, mas eles há uma coisa que todo mundo busca, eles são bons empregados.
It's like someone else once said, the Pentecostals are all wrong, but they're exactly what we want. That means they're good employees. If you have a Pentecostal employee, you can rest easy. And they're serious people. They're seen as a different kind of person. And that's influencing opinions in the secular world.
That's the attitude Anthony Garotinho is banking on, that non-evangelical Brazilians will decide to hire him as president, so to speak, because they can trust a man who calls himself a born-again Christian.
Mas há sentimento, desejo do povo brasileiro de elevar alguém ao cargo de presidente da república que tenha valores cristãos.
There's a feeling, a desire on the part of the Brazilian people, Garotinho says. They want to elevate someone to the office of president who has Christian values. It's not yet clear what those Christian values translate into in policy terms. The 40-odd members of the so-called Evangelical Caucus in Congress are mostly known for old-fashioned log rolling, trading their block of votes for projects back home. Garotinho is also hard to pigeonhole. He used to call himself a socialist, at least until his religious conversion in 1994, but more recently he's broken with the country's two biggest leftist parties. He still preaches social justice and job creation, but he's also been criticized for backing down on his clean government promises, to the point of firing the reformist head of public safety in Rio de Janeiro under pressure from the corrupt police department. Still, in many voters' minds, Garotinho's religious faith equals honesty. And in a country where billion-dollar corruption scandals are routine, that presumption of honesty is a precious political asset. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.